Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Glad you're back with us. 7:36 on your Thursday morning. So, big questions facing the St. Louis County Council when it comes to a budget deficit we're going to face over the next year or so. And, it's important that there's an election coming up for county executive, because the lines are going to get a lot clearer here on what's going to happen if Sam Page or some other Democrat stays in charge in St. Louis County. We've got County Councilman Mike Archer in studio with us this morning. Mike, great to see you again.
Good seeing you too, Mark. And excuse me, it's great to be back, and thank you for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. So tell us, spell out what the budget issues here are and how in the world we got, what is it, $80 million in the hole?
It's $80 million, and how long do you have for this segment?
Well, 10 minutes.
Well, it's a situation of where that we have that $80 million hole, and the way that we got there is that Sam Page has got basically this time of the season, he's got his Christmas wish list, and we are going through and slashing that Christmas wish list. Off the air, we were talking about that coalition that we have of three Republicans and three Democrats. What we are doing is that we are looking at what is required by the charter and what is required for the good of our citizens. And we are cutting so that the good of the citizens and the charter goes forth. Now, then, certain things like an adoption center with the health department, we don't need to be paying for that. Save Lives Matter that Sam Page wants to have, which is an altruistic social worker thing dealing with police, we don't need that. And so we are going back through and cutting those programs. And to use an Oklahoma term, he's going to squeal like a stuck pig, you know, in terms of what we are cutting. But just like any household, we are not the federal government where we can go and print money. We have to be fiscally responsible. And if you can't meet your expenses in your household, you need to cut. And I heard coming in this morning, you and Kim were talking about the possibility of Sam Page floating another tax. No, mm-hmm. We need to cut. And we need to cut, we need to cut the things that we aren't required to do under the charter.
Well, I mean, he's notorious for trying to take a pound of flesh if you disagree with him on something. Did he really suggest cuts to law enforcement?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And that is a misinterpretation.
Okay.
What we are looking at, and we've talked with the police. Now, mind you, each one of the council members has a particular department. Chairwoman Rita Days has assigned me to the prosecuting attorney's office, Mark Harder to the police. When Mark sat down with the police, it looks like a cut, but what they are doing is they are taking clerical functions where they had police officers. Where they had certified police officers, they're putting those police officers back on the street. The clerical functions are going to civilians. So if somebody needs to take a form, take a gun application, take something like that, that can be a civilian, which is much less than a uniformed police officer. And that looks like a cut, but it's actually not.
Well, in some of the other departments, I think it was somewhere in St. Charles County, they've implemented artificial intelligence to do some of the clerical work so that the officers can be out in the streets more and not have to spend all this time, for example, filling out, you know, the police reports. But then, of course, they'd have a lieutenant who would have to be the one to look at it and sign off on it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Kim. And so in essence, what we're doing is that we are streamlining and using technology to our advantage. Again, the sergeants and the lieutenants, like you mentioned, are going to be reviewing those reports so that we just don't have garbage whenever it goes to the prosecuting attorney's office. But, you know, it's a factor that we've got to use everything at our disposal to balance this budget.
Okay. County Councilman Mike Archer, our guest in studio this morning. So there's been this discussion. One of our listeners actually texted in and asked about it, and that is dealing with St. Louis County government has to relocate, or they've got to fix the building they're in down there. There was talk of moving them up to North County there.
Northwest Crossings.
Northwest Plaza, the old Northwest Plaza building, or staying where you are and renovating it. And I know at some point Sam Page was floating some new very expensive Taj Mahal he wanted the county to build. Hopefully that's off the table given these budget concerns.
Oh, you mean the Page Palace?
The Page Palace.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I coined the Page Palace when I was in my campaign. That's off the table, Mark. What we are going to be doing is that we're going to be entering into a lease for Northwest Crossings. And those services can be the St. Louis County government services that we have up in Clayton are going to be moved up there. And we are now looking at a Southwest satellite office because a lot of my constituents being in South County do not want to make the trip up to Northwest Plaza. And I still call it Northwest Plaza.
Because it's always what it's been.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Northwest Crossings. But, I got a call from a constituent yesterday who's 85, and they told me they don't drive on the highways, and how are they going to get up there? And I said, just wait a minute. We are looking at a satellite office somewhere in the 6th District or maybe in the 3rd, like in the Fenton area, so that it can do everything that you need to do. Some of my constituents are old and set in their ways, and I'm starting to get there, about the fact that they want to go in, and when they pay their personal property tax, they want to hand it to a real person, and they should have that service with St. Louis County. So that's what's going on. And, Kim, you mentioned about how that plays into the budget.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have to look in terms of, we've looked at the lease and the lease arrangements over the next 10 years. And obviously, the longer lease arrangements that we make, the better deals that we get in terms of percentages. So that's kind of what we've been looking at in terms of the listener's question.
It seemed like there was some arguing, I guess, about the authority that Sam Page has. So, for example, he says he has the authority to veto anything that you guys would propose for the budget. And Mark was quoted saying, no, the charter does not give him that power.
Well, you know, a lot of times Sam Page is, he hasn't read the charter, nor is he curious about what's in it. It says very clearly in the charter that he cannot veto a budget bill, period. That's 2.150 or something like that. I'm sorry, the lawyer's coming out in me.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's a situation of where it says when it's enacted, once that we enact it, that's it. It's enacted. It doesn't have to go up for his review. Now, then the other thing that he was quoted in newspapers said, if it's unreasonable, well, who's going to be determining what's unreasonable? And so, and we know the answer to that question when we're dealing with Sam Page. He's going to be the judge, jury, and executioner. So therefore, with that unreasonable aspect of it, he's going to try and veto that bill, and we're going to end up in court. And as Mark and Kim both know, Sam Page doesn't exactly have a really good track record in court. So that's where we are.
Yeah. Well, and just a reminder that Dennis Hancock, the other county count, one of the other county councilmen, is running for county executive, and it's about time we get a little more common sense in that position.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike Archer, thank you, my friend, for coming down this morning. And no tax increase. The council's not going to go along with a tax increase here.
Not right now. And you know, we're looking at cutting that budget. And you know, like I said, the standards that we are using, we've got that coalition of three Democrats and three Republicans, so that we're on board with getting this budget under control.
Very good. Mike, always great to see you. You bet. Thank you very much. Coming up, we're going to give away some Guns N' Roses tickets in the next hour. Stay tuned for that. We got Shannon Bream at about 8:20 on the fantastic hearing yesterday in SCOTUS on this the basically First Amendment issue with a health clinic that did not provide abortion services, and the state tried to persecute them in New Jersey. We're going to talk to Shannon about that story at about 8:20. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch.
you focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.